This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. The Baker administration wants to increase a tax to help cities and towns protect against damage from climate change. Governor Baker plans to soon unveil the proposal for a modest increase in a real estate transfer tax, but realtors are questioning the plan. WBUR's Steve Brown reports.
The governor took the wraps off his plan at the annual convention of city and town officials taking place at the Hines Convention Center. First Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito warmed up the crowd by telling them the administration plans on boosting unrestricted local aid to cities and towns by $30 million. Governor Baker then took to the stage to say he's hoping to raise $1 billion over the next 10 years to help the communities fund climate change mitigation projects.
We would then use it as a loan program, a grant program, and other kinds of assistance to communities for climate smart investments, which could involve stormwater upgrades and dam and flood controls, drainage and culvert improvements. This is such sexy stuff. I just love talking about it. Drought mitigation strategies, nature-based solutions, and other adaptation strategies.
Baker has, for the most part, resisted increasing taxes, but this one he's proposing would increase the deeds excise tax by 0.2%. That's the tax paid at the time a piece of property changes hands. Baker says in the long run, it will protect property.
It's pretty clear that climate change is starting to have a very significant impact on our communities, on their infrastructure, and this is a way for us to build a program that can generate about $1 billion over 10 years to invest in communities, to invest in resiliency, to invest in infrastructure, to protect people's property and to protect community property from what is going to be storm surges, increasing storms generally, frequency, intensity, and all the rest.
Some in the real estate industry say raising the deeds excise tax is not the way to go. Justin Davidson of the Mass Association of Realtors says the group will oppose the governor's proposal.
We're in a position now where we have historically low numbers of homes for sale on the market, and we are now surpassing all-time highs for housing prices, and this is only going to drive up the cost of housing.
Davidson says realtors support the need for climate sustainability, but it shouldn't be paid for only by homeowners. The governor will formally present the proposal to the legislature as part of his budget recommendation Wednesday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.